It is time now for another round of Let the Healing Begin, a monthly interview series made possible by Piedmont Health, talking with healthcare professionals and local leaders, talking about how to begin to heal from the global pandemic and all of the different ways it's impacted our lives. We're speaking today with Katrina Madison Chawley, who is the dental director for Piedmont Health Services. Katrina, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
PiedmontHealth.org is the website for Piedmont Health Services. You can head online to our website, chapelboro.com/healing, to get the full archive of all of our previous Let the Healing Begin pieces. And in a lot of those pieces, we've talked about different ways that people can be treated or people or different approaches that we can take to helping people heal or get better from the pandemic. But today, though, we're talking about a particular tool that can be used in that process, and it is a brand new mobile health clinic that Piedmont Health recently launched, which I know you're excited about. So tell us about the process behind it and how it all came to be.
Yes, very excited about our new mobile health unit on wheels. So the process started in the mind, right? So first you think about things and the way you want them to happen, and you have dreams. So in 2004, I had a dream. Personally, my dream was to drive a mobile health unit offering dental services throughout the entire state of North Carolina.
Awesome.
I didn't have the money to do that, nor did I have the time, but it was always a dream in the back of my mind, and I constantly thought about, you know, how can you break barriers and get care to places where people can't necessarily get to you. And so there was an oral health grant that came down from the federal government in 2019, and Piedmont Health applied. I was extremely excited. My hopes weren't too high, but I was extremely excited when we received the email saying we received the funds. I was ecstatic about that, and we started doing the research on how to procure a unit on wheels. And through multiple avenues, we could have purchased one that was already, that had already been fabricated or already in use. But we decided to go from the ground up and refurbish a vehicle and build it out the way that we envisioned being able to bring this care to the community. Then in 2020, everybody had a pause in 2020. So we paused in 2020, 2021, in about 90 days. At the end of 2021, we said we're ready to press the go button. And so they started refurbishing our mobile unit.
Oh, man.
And then we took it into receipt, and we've been very happy ever since then.
And you just had the ribbon cutting, right, not too long ago?
Yes, the ribbon cutting was at the beginning of summer. We were so excited to actually be able to drive it, to see it, to touch it, to feel it, and to step on it, to smell it, you know, all the things.
Does it smell like a dentist's office, or is it like a completely different experience?
It is a completely different experience. Right now, it smells like a brand new car.
I like it. So, what did it feel like for you to like have that ribbon cutting ceremony, to have this vision that took 18 years to come to fruition, but now the day is here? What was that day like for you?
It is a dream come true.
Yeah.
Every day that I can see that mobile health unit on wheels, it's a dream come true. There's no feeling like it.
Speaking with Katrina Madison Chawley, dental director for Piedmont Health Services. So the mobile health clinic, where is it going to go? What's it going to do?
It will go anywhere anyone invites us. The primary places we want to be are places where we have access to people, of course. People who may have a barrier of not being able to get necessarily to us. One of the prime places that can happen is in a school.
Mm-hmm.
We can also go to community fairs, to local churches, anywhere you're having an event and you think our mobile health unit may be able to provide care to the community, we would love to be there.
What kind of care can you offer?
So we have all these different caveats, so I'm going to give them to you. Ready?
All right.
So we've got dentistry. So if you are looking for a complete exam, x-rays, fillings, extractions, anything related to dentistry, general dentistry, we can do that on this unit. We also have medical care, so we can do sports physicals, we can do regular physicals, vaccines, health screenings. We also offer nutritional services. If you're looking for behavioral health management, we can also do that on this vehicle. So the cool thing about it is you can do dentistry, but the room interchanges itself. Mm-hmm. And it's actually two rooms. They have four walls, completely confidential. So
nice.
Let us know what you need and we'll be right to you.
Can you do multiple of those things at once, or is it we're a dentistry truck and then we flip it and it becomes a nutritional?
The awesome thing about this mobile unit is you can do multiple things on it. Not
Very
only
cool.
that, but it also has an awning that pulls out mm-hmm. from the side, so it becomes a nice shady spot, and you can do other services up underneath that awning as well.
How big is it? This has got to be...
It is 40 feet long, and it's a dream. It's a gym.
Speaking with Katrina Madison-Charlie again, this is Let the Healing Begin, brought to you by Piedmont Health Services, piedmonthealth.org. They're bringing that mobile health clinic all over the state, right? Is it statewide? Is it regional?
So we will go, I don't want to put a limit on it because we don't know how far someone may want us to go.
Right.
I would say just contact us, and if we can make it happen, we will.
Where have you been already? What have you done?
So we've been in the Burlington area at a community fair. We've also, our ribbon cutting was right here in Chapel Hill. We plan on going to the other side of Orange County. We also have some migrant populations that we work with on the outskirts of Orange County, crossing over into Caswell County, mm-hmm. and then also in Chatham County. We're planning on going there as well. Mm-hmm. So it literally can go anywhere. And I don't want to put a cap on it on the radio because we don't know who we might be reaching.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So people want more information, or maybe they've got an event coming up, or they've got a place where they might want the mobile health clinic to come. Mm-hmm. How do they get in touch with you? What's the process?
So I'm really busy. So it's not me. The best person to contact, her name is Amy Ricks. Her email is rixa@piedmonthealth.org. Mm-hmm. And her phone number is 919-698-7681. In addition, you can reach out to our corporate office. The phone number for that is 919-933-8494.
And all that contact information is also available on the website, too,
yes.
right? PiedmontHealth.org is the website, so you can go there and find out more. Speaking with Katrina Madison-Charlie, and as we wrap up, anything else that folks should know about the mobile health clinic?
Just that we are really excited to be able to bring services to the community on wheels. We are breaking barriers, and we appreciate you all for allowing us to talk about it today and helping us to serve the community.
Super excited. Again, PiedmontHealth.org is the website. Go there, find out more, get the contact information. Again, if you want to reach out to Piedmont and invite them to bring the mobile health clinic to where you are or where you're going to be. Katrina Madison-Charlie, thank you so much for being with us today.
No problem. Thanks so much for having me.